Paula Newman Griss was but 3 years old when her family began to be torn apart by the Holocaust. Although her young memories are few and the years have passed, the story is still difficult, as it would cost the lives of many close to her. Her family story is this edition of The American Countryside. All this week on The American Countryside, we are the guests of the Bremen Jewish Heritage Center and are visiting with Paula Newman Griss, a Holocaust survivor. If you've never had time to check out our website and our full stories on the scenic route, this is the perfect time to begin. You'll hear Paula's moving story, a story of surviving the Holocaust through the eyes of a 3 to 6 year old. Listen online, download and listen later. It doesn't matter. It's free and it's worth your time to hear this amazing story. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for updates and exclusive show content. This and much more at AmericanCountryside.com.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up at 5.
For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Paula Newman Griss was just 3 years old when her father, a young Jewish business owner, was arrested in Romania. It was the beginning of the Holocaust, and some of her earliest remembrances are of that troubling time.
My memories shift vaguely to my mother locking the door, leaving me in the house, running to see my father, taking him food in jail, trying to get him out. At that point, my mother realized that we were in danger.
Her mother began visiting embassies to get travel documents to leave the country. Paula has a visa from the country of Chile. It arrived too late to help.
There were all kinds of myths that were built up. We're relocating you. It's in the middle of the war. We need labor.
Ion Antonescu took power of Romania, bent on making the nation a superpower that would rule 1,000 years. His plan did not include Jewish citizens, and the myths the government spun were becoming harsh realities.
The cruelty that they exhibited was so great that it astonished even the Nazis. First of all, they had no provisions for burying the people whom they shot or killed or murdered. They would throw them down, torture them, kill them, and then leave them.
Her father was deported to a camp. They did not know where. On June 7, 1942, Paula, her mother, and 9-month-old sister were herded onto trains. They had but a few hours to grab some belongings. She remembers clinging to her mother's skirt as thousands of Jews were forcibly removed. Her story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.